The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello there. What did you? How are you? And welcome to episode 77 of Above the Nest with Rachelle, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachelle Privette, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. Oh my goodness, it has been a very busy week for the Philadelphia Eagles with NFL free agency. I don't even know where to begin. So much has gone on, but bear with me as I try to get through all of the latest moves. I'm going to start with the players the Eagles will be bringing back this season. And so starting with veteran cornerback James Bradbury. The Eagles signed Bradbury to a 3-year, $38 million deal, including $20 million guaranteed and another $6 million in incentives. And according to Over the Cap, his $12.6 million annual value makes him the 16th highest paid corner in the league. Bradbury told Josina Anderson that he went back because of the familiarity with the coaching staff and because he loves the city and playing for the Eagles. He said they also gave him a deal around what he was looking for. He said even though there were other teams that offered him more, he feels that Philly is the best fit for him. At one point last week, it seemed like the Eagles were going to be losing one of their star cornerbacks in Darius Slay when they allowed him to seek a trade, and then there were reports that the Eagles released him. But the Eagles and Slay were actually able to agree on a contract restructure and extension. ESPN's Adam Schefter reported that the extension is worth a total of $42 million over 3 years, which includes $23 million in guaranteed money. And so the Eagles will be bringing back both of their star cornerbacks in Slay and Bradbury, which is a huge win for the Birds because I don't think anybody thought that they were going to be, that the Eagles were going to be able to retain both of them. And so we love to see it. Definitely top five cornerbacks in the cornerback duo in the league. And so shout out to Howie Roseman for getting that done. Jason Kelce will also be returning for his 13th season. On Monday afternoon, he tweeted, "I have put much thought into whether it makes sense to play another season. After talking it over with my wife and many other friends and family, I have decided to return for another year. Thank you to all my supporters and detractors for fueling me. I ain't done yet." Kelce's one-year contract for 2023 is worth $14.25 million with a max value of $14.75 million, according to Jeff McClain. And so Jason Kelce remains the highest paid center in the NFL. The Eagles are also re-signing starting defensive tackle Fletcher Cox to a one-year deal worth $10 million, according to a report from Adam Schefter. Schefter says that Cox took a hometown discount to remain in Philly for his 12th season. And Mike Garofolo also reported that the New York Jets were willing to go higher, but Fletcher Cox turned them down. And so at $10 million, Cox ranks tied for 23rd in terms of interior defender annual contract value. The Eagles are bringing back running back Boston Scott on a one-year deal worth about $2 million, according to a report from NFL insider Tom Pelissero. This will be Scott's sixth season with the Birds. And so it's really nice to see that the Eagles were able to bring back BG, Fletcher Cox, and Jason Kelce, all three leaders on this roster, veteran players. All three of them will go down as legends in Philly. And the fact that they're all still playing at such an elite level is just very impressive. Moving on to the players that will not be returning to Philly. NFL insider Ian Rapoport reported that starting middle linebacker TJ Edwards will be joining the Chicago Bears on a three-year contract that is reportedly worth $19.5 million with $12 million guaranteed. And so Edwards will be reunited with former Eagles executive Ian Cunningham. Very shortly after the Birds lost TJ Edwards, Adam Schefter tweeted out that defensive tackle Javon Hargrave, who was considered one of the top free agents on the market this offseason, would also be leaving Philly to sign a four-year, $84 million contract worth $40 million guaranteed with the San Francisco 49ers. According to a report from the NFL Network, Marcus Epps is also leaving Philly to sign with the Las Vegas Raiders on a three-year contract worth $12 million with $8 million guaranteed. And so his departure does mean that the Eagles will need another starting safety in 2023. We still don't know how things are going to pan out with CJGJ. If he's not back, they're going to need two starting safeties. Depending on how Reed Blankenship steps up into one of those roles. And so that's just something we got to wait and see. Linebacker Kaiser White will be reuniting with former Eagles defensive coordinator and the Arizona Cardinals' new head coach, Jonathan Gannon. He'll also be reuniting with former Eagles linebackers coach and the Arizona Cardinals' new defensive coordinator, Nick Rawlis. And so according to a report from NFL insider Jordan Schultz, Kaiser White signed a two-year deal worth up to $11 million with the Cardinals. Both Edwards and Kaiser White leaving means that this will open up opportunity for N'Kobe Dean to step up and hopefully get more playing time in his second year. A not so surprising move, it was reported by Ian Rapoport and Mike Garofolo that Andre Dillard has signed with the Tennessee Titans to a three-year deal that is said to be worth $29 million. With running back Rashad Penny joining the Eagles running back, we'll get to that shortly. There was likely going to be a chance that Miles Sanders would not be returning. And then on Wednesday, it was reported that the Carolina Panthers have reached a four-year, $25 million deal with Miles Sanders. And so he'll be reunited with former Eagles running back coach Deuce Staley in Carolina. On Thursday, Tom Pelissero reported that former Eagles backup quarterback Gardner Minshew agreed to a one-year deal worth $3.5 million with the Indianapolis Colts. Minshew will be reunited with former Eagles offensive coordinator and the Indianapolis Colts' head coach Shane Steichen. Something to note, the Colts have the number 4 overall pick in the NFL draft. And so that means they're likely going to select a quarterback because they don't have a franchise QB yet, which means there's an opportunity for Gardner Minshew to start as quarterback while the younger quarterback develops if he's not ready yet. And so in these past 2 seasons with the Eagles, Gardner Minshew started 4 games and had a 1-3 record. And in 2022, he went 0-2. Now let's get into the newest signings. The Eagles quickly found a new backup quarterback after Gardner Minshew left. On Friday, Tom Pelissero reported that former Atlanta Falcons quarterback Marcus Mariota is signing a one-year deal with the Birds that's worth $5 million with a max value of $8 million. And so on our website, BLG actually wrote an article about this. And this is what part of it says. Once upon a time, Mariota was the prince who was promised in Philly. He was supposed to be reunited with Chip Kelly, and the Eagles' former head coach reportedly tried to make that happen by trading up from their first round pick at number 20 overall in the 2015 draft to select Mariota at number 2. Of course, that didn't happen. The Tennessee Titans decided to draft him and make him the face of their franchise. It didn't really work out. And so now we fast forward after being benched in Tennessee for Ryan Tannehill. He left the Titans in free agency to sign with the Raiders to be the backup for Derek Carr for 2 seasons. And then he landed in ATL last offseason. And after playing for them for 1 season, he was released on February 28th. He threw for 2,219 yards, 15 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions with a 61.3 completion percentage in 13 starts. But he was benched for rookie Desmond Ridder week 15. And he went on the injured reserve, ending his season dealing with surgery because of a chronic knee injury. And so looking at his career up until this point, he has a 34-40 record over 8 seasons. And like I mentioned, he spent time in Tennessee, Las Vegas, and Atlanta. The Eagles have a new cornerback. On Thursday night, Mary Kay Cabot reported that the Eagles agreed to terms with former Cleveland Browns cornerback Greedy Williams. Williams was a second-round pick, selected 46 overall in the 2019 NFL Draft. He spent 4 seasons in Cleveland, and during that time, he played in 39 games and started in 21 of them. He has 99 career tackles, 2 interceptions. 2021 was his most productive season. He had 41 tackles, 2 interceptions, and 10 pass breakups while playing in 16 games, 8 of which he started. However, he's dealt with several injuries during his career. As a rookie, he played in 12 games, but he missed 4 games with a hamstring injury. That was 2019. 2020, he suffered a nerve damage in his shoulder during offseason practice and missed the entire 2020 season. And then in 2022, he didn't see too much playing time, only saw 105 defensive snaps because on the depth chart, he fell behind Denzel Ward and Greg Newsom. And so he will add some cornerback depth to the room that already consists of Darius Slay and James Bradbury. And lastly, on Wednesday, Ian Rapoport reported that the Eagles agreed to terms with free agent running back Rashad Penny. It is a 1-year deal that is worth $1.35 million with only $600,000 guaranteed and a max value of $2.1 million. And so here's what you need to know about the Eagles' new running back. He's 27 years old. The Seattle Seahawks drafted him with the 27th pick in the 2018 draft. He spent his first 5 years with the Seahawks, and he's seen limited playing time due to bad injury luck. He's only played in 42 out of 82 possible regular season games. And he actually spoke with the Philly media for the very first time on Thursday afternoon. You can actually check out the most recent At the Podium episode on this feed to take a listen to his introductory presser. Whew, okay. Now that was a lot to recap, but there was so much that happened this week. So now you're up to date. I think that was honestly probably the longest episode I've ever recorded. But like I mentioned, that's going to be a wrap on episode 77 of Above the Nest with Rachel. Like always, don't forget to tap into all of the BGN content on the feed, leave us 5 stars, and a written review while you're at it. Check out the most recent BGN radio episode, and we also dropped episode 5 of the BGN draft show, which ranked the top 10 defensive backs in this year's draft class. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Bleeding Green Insta, and on Twitter at BGN_radio. You might as well stop what you're doing right now, like right this moment, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. But as always, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to listen to this episode. I am so very grateful for all of you. I hope that you have a wonderful weekend. And we out!
BGN.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.